Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. It has now been made official that the Columbus Blue Jackets and Rick Bowness came to an agreement on a deal to keep him as head coach through the 2026-27 season. Here's Bowness on what made him decide to continue coaching.
I'm very excited, and I want to be thankful to Don and the management and the ownership to give me this opportunity, because I am anxious to come back and finish the job that I came here to do, and that's to get the Columbus Blue Jackets in the playoffs.
The Blue Jackets went 21-11-5 when Bowness stepped in as head coach in January. They will revisit the possibility for another extension after next season. In baseball earlier today, the Reds were shut out by the Giants 3-0 in their series finale. And later tonight, the Guardians are at home taking on the Orioles. First pitch is at 6:10. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better.
Breaking from Learfield, this is the Buckeye Football Spring Game Preview Show on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now, along with former OSU All-American Jim Lachey, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
And welcome to our show as Ohio State gets ready to wrap up spring football, the final week of spring practice, which will lead to the spring game Saturday. And Jim, when you think about getting ready for spring football and getting ready for the spring game, there's always a lot of questions, and maybe you start to get some answers too, but not always. This is going to be different because of the fact that this spring has involved 51 players who were not with the team when they played Miami.
Yeah, and they all came in January, so they had a chance to kind of understand the culture, spend a few months with Mick Marotti and, you know, get into the weight room, understand what that's all about, be around the guys, and then it's time to practice, and you get 15 practices, and, they were able to go out there and, for the most part, have some pretty good work. I got a chance to go to a lot of those practices. The biggest thing is they didn't have to decide on quarterback, right? They already have a quarterback. Last year with Lincoln Kienholz around, they had to, kind of go back and forth, and that decision wasn't going to be made until August. Even though some people thought Julian was going to get the job, but still, there's no advantage to announcing that earlier, and they didn't. But this year, you didn't have to worry about that. Julian was going to be the guy. But you did have a lot of other new faces out there. Good for Julian that pretty much all the offensive line was back, to protect him. So that was good. I know they worked on that a lot in the offseason. Having Carson Hintzman back at center is huge. Luke Montgomery in there. Austin Saraveld, Philip Daniels. Gabe Van Sickle has been playing a little bit at that right guard. And we'll see how that all works out once we get to August and, get ready for Ball State in week one, September 5th. But, I think that they've, had to figure it. And then, defensively, there's where a lot of the holes was. Yeah. So they had to, kind of introduce Matt Patricia, his defense, understand it, what they wanted to do. And I think they found some guys that they brought in that they can going to be able to count on, especially on that defensive line. When you look
experienced guys.
Yeah, James Smith, coming in from Alabama. He's a guy they feel comfortable with. John Walker, coming in from UCF, is a guy that, they knew through recruiting. They just didn't have him in-house. So those are two guys on a defensive line. That's an area where, they lost a few guys. Edric Houston inside, and of course, having Kenyatta Jackson come back. So you got to be able to put pressure on a quarterback, and I feel like they got some guys on that defensive line that's still – how many guys they roll. Coach Johnson was talking yesterday, maybe six defensive ends that are going to roll or feel comfortable rolling in, and, he'll do that throughout the course of the season. But you got to find ways to get pressure on the quarterbacks. I think, again, that secondary is going to be good with, two pretty good cornerbacks and Devin Sanchez and Jermaine Matthews back. Safeties, replacing a guy like Caleb Downs.
That's going to be big.
That's hard, so... I feel like they got some guys back there. Earl Little Jr., Earl Little's father obviously played with the Cleveland Browns for six seasons, so he's familiar with Ohio. But, he came in, and I thought he did a good job kind of set the tone. So we probably won't see a whole lot of those guys I just talked about on Saturday. I think we'll see him for a series or two, but then you'll see some of the second, third, fourth team guys get an opportunity to go out there and play and get some reps underneath their belt in the stadium, which is huge. As you mentioned, 51 new guys. They haven't been inside the stadium when there's fans there.
No.
And they're going to get that experience on Saturday.
And, the thing we always try and warn people about, you can't really take much out of the spring game from a fan standpoint of what the team's going to look like just because of those that aren't playing because of injury concern, but also with these games being televised and widely viewed, you don't want to give away a whole lot either in the spring game.
No, you're not gonna put all your trick plays in. Arthur Smith, the new offensive coordinator, understands that it's a glorified practice that you're going to have in the shoe. They're not preparing for an opponent, so you're just basically working on your basic plays, your fundamentals, and making sure you got things tuned up and good to go.
We'll talk a little bit about the offense. It'll be interesting to see what the Arthur Smith influence is.
It will be. You know, I think he's a guy that is an experienced play caller. For Julian now, he's had three different coordinators, yeah. Chip Kelly, Brian Hartline, and now Arthur Smith. The consistent thing, though, is Ryan Day. Ryan Day's been in that room, and it's pretty much his offense. It's the Ohio State's offense. So there's been a few changes. You know, they're going to use the same terminology that Ohio State used, and certainly Arthur will add a few things there. What I think you'll see, and hopefully this will carry out in the fall, is a strong run game, you know, having the ability to run the football and then the play action that you can build off after having success in that running game. Because I think Arthur Smith kind of comes from that. He wants to do it, being a former offensive lineman. That's kind of his MO, so to speak. So I hope that continues, and I hope that it gets developed throughout the spring.
You're not going to see much of it Saturday as far as what they're going to do running the football, especially given the fact that the top two backs, and really two more, aren't going to play.
Legend Bay's been nicked up, too. Obviously, when you look at the running backs that Ohio State has, Bo Jackson, the year he had last year, over 1,000 yards, which was a good for him to get that as a freshman. Isaiah West, a little bit nicked up. So, yeah, we'll probably see a little bit of Stanley Jackson Jr. in there, the transfer from Marshall. He'll get some opportunities to go out there and run the football, and probably a lot of passing.
And we'll get a chance later on in the show to hear from Julian Sand about what he's looked at during the spring. But, the fact that there's consistency in the other coaching spots has been big.
That has been big. You know, really, the defense, there has been no changes. Matt Patricia on that side of the football, that whole staff has been really good. And then with losing Brian Hartline, you had to bring in a wide receiver coach and an offensive coordinator. We talked about Arthur Smith, and then Cortez Hankton's come in, and I think he's really done a good job of bringing in, obviously, a couple new guys. One from LSU, Kyle Parker, Devin McCune from San Antonio. So I feel like they got the pieces there. And when you got Jeremiah Smith and Brandon Ennis coming back and returning starters, that makes that room really, really good.
It really does. Atlas Butler is always open. Technicians are scheduled day and night, Saturdays, Sundays, even holidays. And since Atlas Butler is always open, you never pay any after-hour service fees. For all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs, call 1-800-FURNACE. Coming up next, we'll hear from Ohio State's defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, and some of the things that they're working on during the spring as our spring game preview show continues on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender, and MLS number 2229.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith, Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag BuckeyesCare.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Hear every Buckeye game every year. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
As the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, Roosters wants to say thank you to all the loyal and amazing Buckeye fans who help make Roosters a fun, casual joint. Go Bucks, and welcome back to our spring game preview show. As the Ohio State spring game comes up Saturday at 12 noon, the weather forecast, Jim, is starting to look a little dicey. Hopefully we can catch a break there.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting. And, how that's going, I sent a message to my brother Rob, who works over there at Ohio State, about that early in the week. And, obviously there's no contingency plans to kind of move it earlier when it's going to be on radio, on TV. So they're going to have it at noon, and, we'll see how they do with the weather. Yeah, the only thing that really stops it is lightning.
Yes.
So, if we can avoid lightning, that'll be good. They can play in rain and all that stuff, but that's not good for the fans and, not good for the players and everybody there, but you can still get to practice it.
Yeah, that basically. And they may change what they're going to do. Well, going into the season, it is the second season for Matt Patricia as Ohio State's defensive coordinator, working on getting this team ready for 2026. And we get a chance to hear Coach Patricia talk about what he's looking for here in the spring. Well, Matt, second spring, are there some things that are smoother?
Sure. It's always good second spring, kind of be in rhythm and routine. So been a lot of fun, but a lot of new, also this spring, new players and kind of trying to figure out the guys that are out there, losing those guys last year who did an unbelievable job for us. So it's been a lot of fun just kind of being out there with the guys back on the practice field.
A lot of new, but a lot of experience. Was that a crucial point?
It really was. I think for us, it was great to be able to bring in guys that have played a lot and had, that kind of experience on the field so that from the game standpoint, they had that experience. Now it was really kind of bringing them into the Buckeyes, getting used to how we do things here, the culture, and then obviously putting the defense out on the field and trying to figure out what that looks like. But the experience on the field is really important.
So having said all of that, crucial also to have guys in-house to kind of fill some of those other spots?
Yeah, of course. You got to have the leaders in-house, the guys like Jalen McClain and Peyton Pierce that kind of push the herd in the right direction and kind of tell everybody how it's done, how we expect it, what the expectations are and the standard is. So certainly we're leaning on those guys.
When it comes to communication like that, is it some of it that comes organically but also has to be coached?
I would say some guys just naturally have that, communication about them and they're on the field naturally, and some guys don't. Some guys do have to learn that. They have to practice it and be out in the field. It depends. If you're around a lot of great players that communicate for you, sometimes you maybe don't communicate as much as you need to, but you learn from that and then you go out and step into that role.
You've got linebackers coming in here that aren't going to go through the spring, but you bring a guy like Christian Allegro. What's it like to have him to plug in there?
Yeah, watching him play against us when he was at Wisconsin, I think right away how tough he is, and we were excited to get him to be able get in the building and see what he can do and to watch him grow through the spring and be productive, be tough, be all those things that we saw on tape is really cool. And I think the teammates, especially on defense, because they're not really seeing all that all the time on the other side of the ball, when we were playing Wisconsin, now they're like, oh, okay, we see what that looks like.
The secondary was something we got spoiled with what they've done in the past couple of years. Are you seeing guys take steps forward you'd like to see, Matt?
Yeah, that's what the spring's about. It's about the next man up, and we got to go out there and we got to, do our jobs. And certainly, Jermaine Matthews is going to lead the charge for us there, along with Jalen at the safety position. But bringing in the new guys that we have, and certainly Devin Sanchez, stepping up for another year in his role, it's been really great to watch them grow.
What's it been like to have Joe Kim help you on the defensive line?
Yeah, Joe Kim and I have known each other for a really long time. So I think, obviously, just so blessed to have Coach Johnson with us, and then Coach Kim, watch him work with Coach Jay, and be able to go out there and spend time with those guys and really show them what it looks like at the next level and how you have to train and prepare. And just to add on to what a great job Coach Jay does, I think it's been pretty cool.
That's defensive coordinator Matt Patricia. And before we get to what's there now, Jim, we have to talk about those that aren't going to be there and those that are going to be prominent in the NFL draft. Just more of a sign of what Ohio State develops.
Well, you know, you look at Sonny Styles, you look at Arvell Reese, you look at Caleb Downs on that side of the football. We're just incredible. You know, the way they did Caden McDonald, another guy inside that, you know, just had a fantastic year. Just a junior, but, you know, he felt it's time to go to that next level, and I think he's ready for it. But all those guys developed, and, you know, we saw Caleb for a couple years. And, you know, we came in here part of that national championship team in 24, 25, a leader, you know, just all over the field making plays and his versatility. And then, you know, being able to take what Matt Patricia, you know, brought versus Jim Knowles when he was the coordinator and, you know, putting that out on the field. But I thought the big jump you saw probably was at the linebackers. You know, the way Sonny was able to, you know, kind of, you know, he moved from safety when he got here, and then he got down in the box closer, played a little linebacker, and then, you know, last year just had a fantastic year with great quickness, great instincts. You know, he understands what he's trying to do. Good in coverage, obviously, you know, being that safety, hard hitter, hard tackler, and healthy. You know, he was able to come up for every game. Same with Arvell Reese. You know, he kind of came in. This was, you know, one of those years where you're like, you know, people in across the country didn't really know who Arvell Reese until they saw him play against Texas, and like, holy cow, who is this guy? And that continued throughout the course of the year. And then he went to the combines, and, you know, his numbers that, you know, he's able to put up were just very, very impressive. And it's not just his physical attributes, it's what he did on tape. So those are the guys that you got to have to step up. And, you know, you talked about Peyton Pierce kind of leading the charge, and he is a guy. They're going to count on him. You know, he's going to have to be the leader of the defense. I'm sure he's the guy that is going to be communicating, you know, the whole defense to everybody. He'll be on the comms with Matt, and you have to get everybody set and everybody lined up. And he's ready for that role. You know, he's been in the program for a couple of years. Now it's his time to shine. And then bringing a guy like Christian Allegro in from Wisconsin. Everybody talks about how tough he is, and, you know, that's not a question. But he's a good football player. He had 53 tackles last year with Wisconsin. I think he had 16 against Iowa. So he's a guy that can, you know, you have to understand where he is. And then he's got good size. He's at 6'4". So, you know, he kind of brings a little bit of that Arvell Sonny size that you need at linebacker level. And he's good in coverage. You know, I've seen him going against the tight ends and going against the running backs and able to be with them step for step and gets hands up and knock balls around. And, you know, there's other guys in that room, too, that are ready to play at that linebacker level. T.J. Alford is a good football. Riley Pettijohn's been nicked up, you know, so we don't know his whole package yet. Garrett Stover is a guy that's going to contribute for sure on special teams. He was named Iron Buckeye, one of the hardest workers on the team. You know, they only named four of those, and he was named one of that. So that just says what he's all about. Of course, he's got, you know, cousin of Cade, and then the cousin of Stover, a quarterback, Garrett. So he's a guy that I think that you know, he'll see some playing time. And then Eli Lee, another young linebacker, you know, out of Medina. You can see him continuing to grow, and sooner or later be, you know, time for his number to get called. So they have some guys that are ready to step up. And it's a thing about Ohio State that we've, you know, witnessed as long as we've been doing this job. They don't rebuild. It's just next man's opportunity. So you got some new faces out there. There'll be some new opportunities. You know, people, we weren't talking about Arvell Reese a year ago.
No.
You know, now he's going to go, you know, probably top two, top five for sure in the draft. So that's what kind of talent that they have kind of waiting in the wings, and they're waiting for that opportunity to go out there and play. So we'll see a little piece of this on Saturday, you know, what these guys can do. You know, I've been able to go out to practice and see some of it already. But for the fans and, you know, some of the other people, get an opportunity to see it across the country and across the Big Ten, because, you know, right now those coaches start scouting, you know, player-wise. And they usually scouted a lot more when they had that spring portal open with no more spring portal, you know.
Yeah, that's going to change things.
Yeah, they'll have to, you know, they can still look at it, but it won't mean anything. They won't go after those guys. And that's a good thing for Ohio State, because they got a lot of quality players.
Our preview show is brought to you in part by Kroger. Remember that Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you want right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. When we continue, we're going to talk with Austin Ward, who covers the Ohio State football team for our flagship station, 97.1 The Fan. He's also involved in The Beat, which you can catch online with Jeremy Birmingham. So we'll have Austin Ward coming up next when we continue with our spring game preview show on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Abbott and the Big Ten, 18 schools, one blood drive competition with a life-saving purpose. We give blood. This season, your one donation helps save up to three lives. And together, we saved over 200,000. But the need for blood never stops. So keep your sleeves rolled up. Keep giving blood. Keep saving lives. Visit Big10.org/Abbott. To donate.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service call.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith, Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag #BuckeyesCare.
Toyota gives you the power of choice with the stylishly affordable Toyota Corolla. Now through May 4th, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla or Corolla Hybrid. Excludes GR and Corolla Cross models. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $209 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Always and forever, your home of the Buckeyes. Home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back to our spring game preview show. As Ohio State's spring game comes up Saturday at Ohio Stadium, that'll be a 12 noon. I don't know if we can say kickoff because I don't know if they'll kick, but a 12 noon start. Not knowing where they'll be kicking or anything. Austin Ward, who covers Ohio State for numerous platforms, including our flagship station, 97.1 The Fan, co-host of The Beat with Jeremy Birmingham. Austin, 51 new players seems to be a topic that gets tossed around an awful lot. Have you gotten your arms around that?
No, I don't think I have, Paul, but that's, I knew, you know, I didn't think that we would be talking about 51 almost every single day of spring camp. I thought at some point some sense of normalcy would creep in, and maybe it will by training camp, but it was why I was so excited for this spring camp. And there are other years, you know, I think just 2 years ago, you know, the national championship team, there were so many returning seniors and so many veterans, and there wasn't going to be a lot of mystery and a lot of competition or scrambling up the depth chart. And it was like, all right, spring ball's here. Let's maybe just get through this. But, you know, for me, just covering it, I knew that it was going to be fun and it was going to be challenging. I can't imagine what it's like to be coaching that. You know, Ryan Day was joking about, you know, the way they've redone the label on the back of the helmet because they've got the Guardian caps on now. So you can't just put the tape across the front. Like, trying to keep track of all the number changes and 51 new faces, whether they're transfer portal pickups or, you know, true freshmen, it's daunting. It's a lot. So I don't envy the coaches for that. But I know it for us, it's been refreshing in a lot of ways to see, you know, to need that flip card and check who made that play when we've been in there for some open practices and getting to know a lot of dynamic new personalities. I think James Smith, coming in from Alabama, like, he has been awesome to get to know. And there's a bunch of people like that. You know, Ohio State has a very specific kind of guy that they want to fit into their culture. And so far, Paul, they've checked all those boxes and then some.
You know, when you look at, you know, recruiting in the future, do you think it's more of a leaning on the portal, kind of filling a type of a need, see if you can get a veteran player versus spending a whole lot of time, you know, working on the high schools and recruiting? I think you're always going to have to do that. But you look at last year's class, how many of those guys did we lose, you know, to the portal, a better payday down the road with somebody else? Yeah, you know, and guys that you spent, you know, 3 or 4 years recruiting really hard and boom, they're not here anymore. I mean, what do you think the future is, you know, for Ohio State recruiting? And if you look at the 27 commitments, there's what, 9, 10 of those guys that are committed right now, where in the past we've, you know, had, you know, 15 or 20.
Yeah. What's the future look like, Jim? It seems like the rules of engagement change every year. You know, that's the hardest part about Mark Pantone's job and, you know, bringing in Logan Heddle and having those NIL conversations and then Ryan Day at the top. Like, it feels like every year has been different and a new challenge emerges. And I think, I know that the priority is going to remain for Ohio State to recruit and develop, but you can't do that alone, especially not in this transfer portal era and NIL era where you are able to go out and bring in, you know, high profile, you know, whether that's guys who are under the radar and then develop somewhere else. You think about Will Kaczmarek getting ready to go into the NFL draft. He proved himself at Ohio and then got a chance to move up to Ohio State and become, I think, an NFL mid-round NFL draft pick at tight end. That's just one isolated example. But I think what the Buckeyes have to do is really blend the two. And I think the size, that where this offseason in particular got, I think, more challenging, Jim, was that they reacted to, all right, we need to be more aggressive with the high school seniors. Ohio State's losing out on some of these battles because they're not paying as much money up front. And then I think they shifted that allocation and they signed the biggest class that they ever have. But that doesn't really make sense to do anymore because those players cost money and they're probably, in most cases, not going to be ready to play for you in year one. And then you might have to re-recruit them or renegotiate with them after that first year. And that's the part where I think there'll be some shift. I think the size of those classes will probably shrink because you might need more of that money that you're talking about in the transfer portal for veteran players that you can plug in if you've had holes. So I think you're always going to have to do both. And I think that's what Ohio State's been better at than almost any other program in the country. But 28 players in a signing class probably won't be the path forward.
Is there ways to get multi-year deals with these guys? I mean, that you kind of lock them in, so to speak.
Retention,
or
yeah.
That's
going to be part of it. Yeah,
I think it's got to be something you talk about.
And I do think that, and this part is speculative for me. You know, they're talking about the changing of the eligibility rules in 5 years to play 5 seasons in college football or college basketball, college sports in general. You know, Congress, banking on anything to be approved in terms of legislation, we know could take forever. But I think everything is trending towards stronger contractual agreements. Some form of employment status, I think, is going to be mandatory. If you're going to have collective bargaining, that will strengthen that. But there are ways that you can do that already. And you look at, you know, a situation that Washington had at quarterback, or even when Dorian Mensah was leaving Duke to go to Miami, that there were, you know, going to be some financial penalties tied to that if you decided to leave, or if you did go ahead and leave like Mensah did, because they created multi-year contracts. So, you know, some of this is going to have to be up to the coaches and the schools themselves to say that they want that, because there's often times where they're trying to have it both ways, because coaches would like to be able to cut players if they need to, you know, so they want flexibility and they want to be able to have stability. So it's a catch-22 and there's no perfect answer. But, you know, eventually I think there, you know, you think about, why does this not happen in the NFL or in professional sports? It's collective bargaining agreements and strong contracts. And I think you're going to have that at some point.
Austin, what do you see the marriage with Arthur Smith?
I think it's been great so far. We've had just a couple chances to get to talk with him. But Ryan Day gave him that stamp of approval earlier this week, Paul. He's the head coach of the offense. And I know that that's been, you know, more trendy and more buzzy for him to say that on defense, because Ryan Day is always going to be involved in some form or fashion with the offense. And he should be. You know, if he was just the offensive coordinator, I think he would have a strong case that he would be the best one in the country. He proved that when he was in that role. It's part of the reason that he was hired by Urban Meyer, then why he was promoted, along with, you know, Gene Smith giving him that shot, which I think many of us were, you know, thinking back, kind of surprised. But people behind the scenes saw, you know, his level of in acumen with the game and big picture perspective. And I think allowing him now to take that next step as the CEO, we saw how meaningful that was 2 years ago with Chip Kelly. I don't know if it was quite as successful last season with Brian Hartline, and why Ryan Day needed to go back to find someone who could really put their hands on both sides of the steering wheel, and that Ryan Day could take a little bit of a step back. Now, I don't know that he can ever be fully removed from that. It's coaching is in his blood. Quarterback play and development is in his blood. But Arthur Smith, I think they share a lot of philosophies, and they're also different enough that I think there will be new wrinkles to the run game. And a little bit of what we've seen throughout this spring camp has been kind of a revitalization of the passing attack. A lot of the things that made Ohio State so successful early in the Ryan Day era, in my opinion, and I think anyone watching, Jim, you can tell me if I'm wrong, was, you know, they were so difficult to defend with a lot of those mesh concepts and some of the misdirection in the backfield with receivers and sending them back where they came from. In the Student Appreciation Day scrimmage a couple weeks ago, a lot of those plays were back that I don't think we've really seen as much recently. And maybe that's just Arthur Smith saying, hey, we really liked this when we were down in Tennessee, and when, you know, Mike Vrabel wanted to hire Ryan Day as his offensive coordinator one at times, like, why don't we bring some of this back? I think we are going to see that. And I think Ryan Day's got that trust in Arthur Smith, and Arthur Smith clearly has trust in Ryan Day, because he would have had other options to keep coaching at the NFL level if he wanted.
Exactly. But when you look at Arthur Smith, you kind of look at, you know, why is this job attractive? Well, you're not really losing much, right? You're losing Carnell Tate.
Well, you got Jeremiah Smith and right? Julian Sands.
Exactly. You know, you got Brandon Ennis ready to step up. You know, you lose a couple tight ends, but they got some tight ends there in the pipeline. But you got the whole offensive line pretty much back. You got some depth in that offensive line coming back. You know, Jeremiah, Brandon, Julian, your two top running backs. You know, I know James Peoples and C.J. Donald. C.J. did a good job for us last year. But you got some guys in there that they feel can even do a little bit better job. So I think it is an attractive position to be in. You look at last year's numbers, 33 points per game, 422 yards of total offense. What do you think on that side of, you know, those numbers or stats-wise they need to really improve on if they want to go ahead and win a national championship this year?
I think, Jim, it's going to come down to, you know, Ryan Day has used that efficiency label over and over and over. I really don't think he's got a desire to go up-tempo, go no huddle, raise the pace of play. And I think you can sort of understand why. The biggest breakdowns, the biggest problems for Ohio State, and you look at that Indiana Big Ten championship game, most notably, it sort of encapsulated everything that wound up costing the Buckeyes or was a point of frustration over the course of the year. They want to score touchdowns at least 75% of the time when they get in the red zone. That's their own standard. And it's high. It's lofty. Most teams aren't doing that. But Ohio State fell short of its own mark in the red zone. And it wasn't as successful as it wanted to be in short yardage situations either. So if you're three or four times that you're punching those in, you're not missing field goals or not turning the ball over on downs or whatever in the red zone, that 33 points per game goes up significantly without having to, you know, take 10 or 15 more snaps and then, you know, put your offense at risk or put your defense on the field for more snaps than you want them to be. So it comes down to that for me, and that's still a collective effort. The offensive line can be better. I think the game planning can be better. That's going to be an Arthur Smith thing. You know, I think having the tight ends taking another step forward, there's a lot of ways that they can get that done. It doesn't have to just be one thing, and it doesn't have to just be putting a fullback in there on fourth and one. We'll see what the answers are to that, but I think that's the question for sure.
Austin, thank you as always. We appreciate it. We'll see you over there Saturday.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Austin Ward giving us his wisdom about Ohio State football. Coming up next, we will hear from Buckeye quarterback Julian Sand and dive in a little more about the Ohio State offense as our spring game preview show continues on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield. The Ohio State offense as our spring game preview show continues on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Abbott and the Big Ten. 18 schools. One blood drive competition with a life-saving purpose. We give blood. This season, your one donation helped save up to 3 lives. And together, we saved over 200,000. But the need for blood never stops. So keep your sleeves rolled up. Keep giving blood. Keep saving lives. Visit Big10.org/Abbott to donate.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join partners American Electric Power, Donato's, Kroger, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus, and supporting this cause at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeyes Care. And welcome back to our spring game preview show. The spring game coming up Saturday at noon. We'll focus on offense a little bit. And Jimmy, you talked about this is one year where the quarterback position is not a question, even though it really hadn't been the last couple of years. It's less of a question.
Yeah, I mean, you go from Will Howard, to Julian backing him up. Now you got Julian Sand, who had a fantastic year last year, ends up getting invited to the Heisman Trophy as one of the finalists there, and, you know, obviously didn't win it, but, you know, still a guy that just to get invited is your first year starter says a lot about his ability. And we saw it throughout the course of the year. The way he handled the offense, the maturity each and every game. He'd probably like to have a couple passes back those last couple games because he was really good. His completion rate was, over 80% for most of the year. And he was keeping the interceptions down, and that kind of haunted us against Indiana and then certainly against Miami. So those are things that, you learn. And he's going to have to profit from those type experiences in the big games, taking care of that football. And then, as we heard Coach Day talk about throughout the spring and in the offseason, is that, hey, you're going to have to pick up first downs with your feet. We saw Carson Beck have that ability to do it. We saw Fernando Mendoza having the ability to pick up first downs with your feet. And You don't have to do it every game, but in the big games, you know, you got to keep the ball. You got to keep the ball out of the opposing offense's hands. You need to convert those first downs, those third downs into first downs. And sometimes you're going to have to do that with your feet. And, you know, I played with a guy like Dan Fouts. He was never going to run the football. We never had to worry about that. And that was a threat. And I also played in a Pro Bowl with Randall Cunningham when he's running all over. And I'm really? Wow, this is really nice. You have a guy that has the ability to do it. But you never knew where he's going to be, you know, so it's kind of a, you know, catch 22 with a pocket quarterback. You know, he's always going to be in the pocket. You got to protect that pocket. With a mobile quarterback, he's moving around a lot. You don't know where he's going to end up. His launch point is going to be. So sometimes that can bite you too when you're trying to pass protect for him, but just kind of a mix of that, just moving with his feet, having the opportunity to go out there and make some big plays. And then, you know, you talk about Julian, but Tavian St. Clair is taking the next step, and I think you're seeing that throughout the spring, and that's important. And they brought in a veteran guy, Justin Martin, who, you know, was at UCLA, was at Maryland. I think he has this one career start underneath his belt throughout his four-year career, but still has a veteran presence in that room to help those two guys out.
Here's a little sample of Julian Sand and what he's working on this spring. So when you think about going through spring this year after the season last year, what were kind of the things, Julian, you really were looking to emphasize?
Yeah, I think just, you know, focus on my fundamentals. How can I improve in, you know, all areas? How can I become more of a leader? You know, how can I improve my feet, you know, pocket presence, slide in the pocket, you know, extending plays. And, you know, I think it's been great to have Coach Smith, Coach Fast, and Coach Day, you know, all being able to help me and, you know, having three guys that really know the quarterback position pretty well.
How was the experience kind of help you know how you want to approach things?
Yeah, it's definitely really awesome to, you know, and important to have that experience, because, you know, you've seen it and you just, you know, with experience you become better and better. So, you know, I think having the experience from last year has really helped me improve this offseason as a leader, and then also just improve as a quarterback.
What are some of the things, Julian, that you've picked up from Coach Smith here in the spring?
Yeah, he's been a great you know, a mentor, someone who's, you know, seen a lot of great quarterbacks, and, you know, he's told me a lot of things about the way that Rodgers did things and things like that. And, you know, having Coach Patricia as well, you know, someone who's been around Brady for a really long time. So having those two guys who's seen it done at the highest level, probably with those two guys, probably the two best. It's been great.
What's it been like getting acclimated to so many new people, especially in offense?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun spring to, you know, kind of work through stuff and work through with these new players and do walkthroughs and do things like that, and, you know, get to know these guys. And, you know, it's exciting because I think we have a good team.
Especially some of the new receivers that came in?
Yeah, a lot of those guys, you know, Kyle, Devin, you know, Chris, Brock, all those guys that, you know, that came in. I'm excited about those guys.
You know that you're dealing with some guys on the offensive line that aren't going through spring, but are you seeing, Julian, from where you look at it, depth starting to develop in that group?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I have a lot of trust in those guys up front, and, you know, it's awesome to have, you know, the offensive line returning, and, you know, just a lot of trust in those guys and a lot of trust in that room, and feel like we have a good connection.
You know, you've gone through full games in the stadium, but going through a spring game on Saturday, getting back out there, what's that feel like?
It'll be fun to get back out there with the fans, and, you know, be back in the shoe. It'll be a good time, and it'll be a good opportunity for some of these guys to showcase.
That's Julian Sand, Ohio State quarterback. Jim, let's talk about the running game, or what won't be there, at least this weekend. We know that both Bo Jackson and Isaiah West were not going to participate in spring because of having to get recovered from some things, but also Legend Bay, most likely not going to play Saturday. Anthony Turbo Rogers, most likely not going to play. So we know the importance of the run game. We've seen it traditionally. But here's the influence from Arthur Smith, and learned this the other day. In his coaching time in the NFL, he has had seven different backs that have had 1,000-yard seasons in seven different seasons. So it will be interesting to see his influence on the running game.
Yeah, it sounds like there's big holes, right? You don't have to take a specialized back. You got a guy that can, if the offensive line, the scheme comes up with some good concepts, and you create holes in the defense, and, you know, Amir, you could pick up 1,000 with mm-hmm. that type of
but
concept.
Maybe you.
Not anymore. But Jacoby Jackson, you know, he's a guy that came in from Florida. He's really shown a lot. I think he's that veteran presence that you need in that running back room. You know, I think he's a guy that we're going to really appreciate as this year goes on. You know, kind of like a C.J. Donaldson type, but I think he's got better running ability. But just a veteran presence in that room with as much youth as you have. So I think he's a guy that, you know, you'll see some reps probably, you know, early on Saturday when they're going thud. It won't be full tackle against him because he's a valuable guy, and you want to make sure he's going to be okay.
Yeah, and he's coming back from injury.
Exactly,
yeah.
With some guys that you had, you know, nicked up already. But I tell you, you know, looking at Bo Jackson, I'm excited to what he's going to be able to do this year. His upper body, you know, he got body by Marotti. He's gotten a little bit bigger, a little bit thicker. Same with Isaiah West and Turbo Rogers. And, you know, Legend, of course, is just a first-year guy. And he's shown some flashes early on at those practices. So I think Carlos Lachlan's done a good job of attracting the talent, recruiting the talent, getting them in here, and then you're seeing it get developed. And just got to keep those guys healthy. And that's kind of the same for the offensive line. You know, Austin Saravelle and Phillip Daniels, both those guys have been nicked up. So they've had some other guys that had to step up at that position, especially at tackle, Carter Lowe, you know, over there on the right side, and then Ian Moore, who, you know, has a start underneath his belt, and he's really kind of coming to his own. So he might end up, you know, being one of the starters when we get to opening day, you know, this fall. So it's kind of, you know, you don't like to see guys hurt, but it also gives other guys an opportunity to develop some depth in that room.
We'll talk about special teams and the upcoming schedule when we continue with our spring game preview show here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Are you thinking of consolidating your debt with a home equity loan? Union Home Mortgage wants you to know the average homeowner has over $200,000 of home equity available, and they can help you get access to your money quickly and easily. Go to UHM.com to get your cash estimate today. You'll score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium tours presented by Experience Columbus.
Toyota gives you the power of choice with more electrified hybrid choices, including the best-selling built-in the USA Camry. Now through May 4th, get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Camry. Or lease a new well-equipped Camry LE for just $289 a month for 36 months with $3699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan.
This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Atlas Butler is always open. Technicians scheduled day and night, Saturdays, Sundays, even holidays. And since Atlas Butler is always open, you never pay any after-hour service fees. For all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs, call 1-800-FURNACE. And welcome back to our spring preview show. Ohio State with their spring game coming up Saturday, 12 noon at Ohio Stadium. We hope that you'll join us as we get on the air at about 11:45 for... We still don't know exactly what the format's going to be of the spring game. It kind of, over the years, Jim, has taken a lot of different twists and turns. The guessing, and it's just guessing, is it's probably going to just be offense against defense.
That's what it usually is. And, you know, the scoring system is always a little bit unique, right? Because, you know, 6 points for a touchdown, yeah, we all know that. Extra point, one. Field goal, three. But sometimes they have three and outs, you know, turnovers, things like that, where the force defense upon, can get points. And so, yeah, that's... That's something we'll, you know, find out day of the game or, you know, a little bit before we go to air of how they're trying to score and how they're, you know, because you want to put a score up on the scoreboard. You just don't want to have offense versus defense. You know, you want to have a little bit of a competitive thing there and get after it. But, you know, generally, you know, the offense ends up making a lot of plays, you know, in that game. And, you know, it's really changed. You know, when I was here with Earl Bruce, I mean, it was a game. You know, there was a draft. You know, the draft would have been tonight, you know, a couple of days before. And then on that Friday, you would have had a practice with your side of the squad. So, and generally, they'd keep the right guard and the right tackle on the scarlet. And then the gray might have the center, the left guard, and the left tackle on their team.
Right.
You know, with maybe the backup quarterback. They like to keep the... You know, the starting quarterback with the starting center. So there was, you know, some thoughts of how we wanted, you know, to do this in that draft. You know, after that, it was just kind of picking the best players and, you know, trying to go out there and play a game. And, you know, it was a four-quarter, you know, get after it type game that, you know, the old steak and beans game. the loser would get hot dogs and beans and they would serve us steak, the winners.
You put yourself in the service.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I won steaks. So. Yeah. But that was always fun. And, you know, again, it was a 20 practices, unlike it is 15. It was, you know, we started because we were in quarters. It was a little bit, you know, kind of in the late April, early May when we'd had the spring game, a little bit warmer out. We always seemed to have pretty good weather, you know, when I was here for the spring game. But it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, it's what it's about. I mean, because, you know, basically for these players, you spend so much time, you know, lifting weights and, you know, going through drills and, you know, doing things that aren't playing football. Then you get a practice and it's fun. It's fun to practice because that's kind of, you know, what you do. But it's even, you know, the best part about it is, you know, you're practicing to play a game. And, you know, that's what, you know, you're here for, is to go out there and to win football games. So it's kind of all a step where the weightlifting's important, all the running, all the agility drills, that's all important. But practice is important, you know, because that's going to get you ready to play a game and to win a game. So, you know, that's you got to enjoy it. I mean, you got to have fun doing it because, you know, football's not one of those sports that's, you know, once you're done, you're done. You don't get up there and, you know, get a bunch of guys and go to the park and play football, you know, full pad.
At least you shouldn't.
You don't see that very often like you do in, you know, pick up basketball or soccer or, you know, things like that, tennis. It's not, you know, it's golf. It's not a lifelong sport. It's one of those that you play with a bunch of guys, you train for it, and you go out there and you get it done. So, you know, we're going to see accumulation of that. These guys will, you know, put it all together and get a chance to play in the shoe with some fans. And that's really important that a lot of fans show up for these 51 new players that are going to be out there because there's a lot of new faces and, you know, new people out there that this will be their first really opportunity, you know, in the stadium. And now they'll have a practice in there tomorrow in front of the, you know, they got the big coaches convention started. I think John Gruden's going to be speaking tonight. But, you know, that kind of all starts up, you know, right now. And, you know, a lot of clinic talk, things like that, you know, clinic practice tomorrow. And then it's, you know, time to go out there and put it all together on Saturday.
We mentioned special teams. New kicker, Connor Hawkins, transfer from Baylor. A guy that's shown some length with what he's been able to do in the past. But, again, what's going to be crucial is making clutch kicks.
Well, he had a 54-yarder against Houston. You know, so that was a clutch kick. I think last year he had two game-winning kicks, which is also important. And, you know, he's got the ability to put it through. And, you know, from what I've seen, he looks good. You know, a new long snapper too. So that's also important. Joe McGuire will still be out there holding. So, and we got a new special teams coach,
Coach Disher.
Yeah. So that's kind of all part of what you need to do to take it to that next level. So, you know, and you got to have a good backup. You got to make sure, you know, you got a backup punter and a backup holder and a backup kicker and, you know, all those type of things. But, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, what he can do. And I'm sure they'll, you know, let him, you know, show what he can do hit with his leg. We haven't had a 50-yard field goal here in a while.
No, it's been a while.
So, you know, maybe they'll show us one of those on Saturday.
All right, we'll see you there Saturday.
Sounds good, Paul. Thanks.
Make sure to join us Saturday for the Ohio State Spring Game. We'll be on the air from Ohio Stadium beginning at 11:45 a.m. For Jacob Reimer and for Jim Lachey, this is Paul Keels. Thanks for listening. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Friends, Bo Bishop here. You already know High Bank Distillery Co. has award-winning spirits, but now they're officially one of the most awarded brands in Central Ohio. At 614's 2026 Columbest Awards, High Bank took home honors for best cocktails, best gastropub, best happy hour, best overall bar, and more. And once you visit, it's easy to see why. The scratch-made food, handcrafted cocktails. Whether it's date night, brunch, happy hour, or dinner with the family, High Bank has something for everyone. Visit highbankco.com. Dine, drink, distill at High Bank.